that convention was no angel.
Yeah, he did. He convinced me. I wasn't doing nothing. I actually planned beforehand with Cody to let him spike it, but he was in a pile. And then JB came over and grabbed me. He was like, snow angel, snow angel, snow angel. So I just fell back and kind of did that. So it was funny.
How great for you to get that offsides, call on the pick?
Yeah. I made the right decision with my progression, so I kind of got reward for it. Ball got tipped up. That's part of the game. And it went the other way. But I just felt like because I was doing the right thing that it just came back to in our favor in the end. So. Yep, part of the rules, got to be on sides before the play, so he wasn't, and it went in our favor, so just move on. I guess so.
Did you guys get new life and then go down and score? Was there any talk about that second chance, that second opportunity, or at least capitalizing on?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. I stepped in the huddle, I said, second life, here we go, and all the guys kind of rallied around that, and everyone did their jobs, and we hit a big one, I think, on the screen that drive and went down and ran the ball well. O-line did a great job up front, really all game, controlling the line of scrimmage and opened up holes for Jordan, Tariq, and Benny, catching the ball in the backfield really well. So, yeah, that's what you want on offense. Just when you get that second chance, you got to just go down, roll with it, and get in the end zone.
Speaking of those screens, they brought a lot of pressure at you guys the first half. Mm-hmm. You guys were able to hit them with a couple of those and take advantage of that. What was the adjustment at halftime with Dallas as far as using that pressure against them?
Yeah, definitely. They got a really good pressure package, and they get to the quarterback really well and disguise it really well on the back end. So that's what we wanted to do, just offset it with the screens. And we hit them with a couple big ones, and that was big for us. So, yeah, we just got to keep using that. And keep the defense on their heels any way we can.
40-yarder to Benny. What did you see in terms of the way that timed up on the screen there, and just how that play unfolded for you?
Yeah, we just do exactly what we do in practice. We rep those over and over again, so we get that timing down. And it's all about, for me, just not giving the screen away with my footwork and looking in the right direction. So we pull guys away, and then. Keeping the ball as long as I can to draw the D line to create a lane, open lane for Benny to draw the D line away from them. So it's just good. It comes down to execution. That's what it was. Great execution by guys up front. Benny did a great job catching the ball and run after the catch. So that's what you like to see out of your screen game.
What's it like on third and long when you hit Tariq as you were getting hit, and then you guys get the fourth down conversion right after that? How important was that sequence for you guys?
It was huge. It was crucial. So. You don't get in that situation unless you make the previous plays, and Tariq made a heck of a catch and rolled over close to the first down line, and then just having that confidence in our offense to go for it, pick it up. O-line did a great job all day. Jordan was running hard and picked that up, and then we knew from there we'd get in the end zone. So it's all about stacking good plays, positive plays, and just believing in the offense and the guys next to you and finishing the end zone. It was nice to see that.
Which, how cognizant were you going into the game of the opportunities to make some off-schedule plays with your legs, just getting out of the pocket when you didn't have what you
needed? I really wasn't. It was just reacting on the field. I was just going through my progressions, and nothing was there. So I pulled it down a couple times and picked up what I could get. So that's usually when the best plays happen out of the scramble. Nothing premeditated, just quiet feet in the pocket for me going through my progression. And when things start to break down, then use my feet. So really nothing, anything premeditated.
What's it like preparing for a team like this that shows a lot of odd looks and will change up their fronts, throughout the course of the game? What kind of challenge is that for you?
Yeah, we just got to execute what we do well, and then with the screen games, make good adjustments. So we did make adjustments as the game went on, and we were a little bit better on third down and converted a few key ones, and just picking up the best you can and get the ball out quickly to help the guys up front. But it all comes down to communication, everyone being on the same page and picking up the looks that they bring.
Did you have any adjustments with the conditions today?
Not really.
Pretty normal on there.
No, it was fun to play in the snow. I took my glove off early because it slipped on my hand. So it was just better in the snow to go bare hands. And Hronis did a great job with the snaps, under center and shotgun. And that's a crucial part of the game, just taking care of the football, staying on schedule, and helping our defense stay off the field so we can just get a complete team win. And it was nice to see.
A couple more. What did you tell your offensive line at the end of the day? Obviously a lot of reshuffling again.
Yeah, I tell them great job. I just go over, hug them, tell them I'm proud of the way they battled and how really nobody blinked. When one guy goes down, next guy is prepared to step in, and we just believe in the guys next to us and help them out and go out there and execute the plays. So they did a great job today.
Did you have the franchise rookie passing record? Does that mean anything to you?
I It's not really about individual stats to me. Like I've talked about before, it's about growth and development, getting better each day, and I wouldn't be able to have that without my teammates. So great job to my O-line up front, receivers catching the ball, and just me doing my job. I don't feel like I did anything special, just continuing to get better each week and learn from my mistakes.
I mean, every win's rewarding, but the fact you, everyone in your hometown is watching this game because it's against the Browns, mm-hmm. is that a little something extra for you?
Yeah, it was cool to see. It was, to play in the snow on Christmas Eve against your hometown team, that's kind of a dream come true. So it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed every moment, and I soaked it in with all my teammates, and it's just great to get a team win today. But, those are the moments you look forward to. All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.